أشهد أن لا إله أشهد أن لا إله إلا
الله. سني.
I'm a conservative Jew.
I've been a Methodist all my life.
I am Shiite.
My parents were very secular.
My grandmother was a priestess, so she did a lot of spells. And took me and my sister and did all these wild, like, voodoo exercises with us.
I grew up black, Catholic, and gay, so forget about it.
One of the amazing things about Same Difference was that from the very beginning, it was understood that we were going to bring out all sides of interfaith conversation, all sides of interfaith issues.
The experience is one of that... Perhaps I never had before. I never sat before in such a, you know, such an art form, where people come from different traditions and put their issues quite candidly on the table.
For me, the part of this piece that was so eye-opening and such an incredible journey was the interview process of getting to know all these people across our city.
I love that Judaism cherishes the mitzvot, the here and now, the doing of good deeds. The sense of kindness, righteousness, decency, just for the sake of that.
The older I become, the more I am in love with the Methodist hymn tradition. I find tremendous comfort and inspiration in the words and music of those songs.
I cherish the prayer. As difficult as it is, it's something that you look forward to. We pray 5 times a day, something that you really can't let go of, and when you do miss it, you miss it.
Maybe we should be engaged in the world in such a way that we don't rely on the media to tell us what the truth is, because they don't know what the truth is, and if they know, they can't communicate it in a way that's broad enough to contain the truth.
I think the responsibility that Muslims should have, and many do have, is, you know, bringing people together, not creating this division between Christians and Jews, but respecting and honoring them as people of the book, as stated in the Quran.
We lived in upstate Buffalo. It was predominantly white, and anyone of color really stood out and wasn't welcomed or treated fairly. One of the things my father always said was, dress like everybody, don't talk too much your religion, your culture, just be like everybody, assimilate. In middle school, I started questioning a lot because, you know, you're thinking about boys, and then all of a sudden my parents are like, no, we don't date, that's not part of our religion, blah, blah, blah. And so I'm like, well, what do you mean? All this time you're telling me, be like everybody, and now I can't be?
I'm Jewish, and my family for thousands of years was in Baghdad. I had an uncle who was a world traveler in the 30s and 40s. He was very charming, the love of everyone in the family. And he had an Arab girlfriend. He was threatened by her family that he must desist. He had crossed the line. Well, he persisted. And one night, he had a car, which wasn't common in 1942. Someone was in the back seat of the car as he drove out of town, and he murdered my uncle. Left him there in his bloody clothes. The firstborn sons of the 3 surviving brothers, including myself, were named after him. And in many ways, I identify with his passion.
In my circles, I could sit around the firehouse with friends, or I'm in the National Guard also, and, you know, obviously that's a big thing with Al-Qaeda and all that. And we could talk about the enemy, you know, and you could see somebody on the street and consider that person the enemy, but real are they?
The day of September 11th, when I was instructed not to go home alone from work, was truly something that I never thought as a Muslim American I would experience. My husband told me don't go home alone. People in the building told me don't go home alone. And when I was driving with my friend who drove me home, people were staring in the car and giving me really, really nasty looks and pointing their fingers. And it got to a point that there was this one man who had this really angry look on his face, and I turned around to my friend Rhodes, who was driving, and I said to her, I'm afraid he's going to come over to the car. And she's like, just ignore him, Debbie. Just ignore him. We're just waiting for the light. But waiting for that light felt like an eternity.
On 9/11, my students and I were going up the stairs, and one of them said,
"We know who did it. It was those dumb Arabs.
They did it to us again."
And I said, "You know, what you just said was really hurtful to me, because I'm Arabic. The way you said it makes it sound like all Arab people would do this." And they looked at me and said,
"No, we're
not you.
You'd never do anything like
you're
that.
You're a teacher."
And I said, "There are a lot of other Arab people like me who would never do anything harmful or evil."
Whenever there is one more suicide bombing in Israel, or one, you know, bulldozing of homes in Palestine, it just has a very, very damaging effect upon our ability to conduct interfaith dialogue in this country.
I always believe that under the screaming violence of war lurks peace. Because war and rage will self-consume, and peace, like a lake, will sit there underneath it. But what we do to avoid getting into that water is the most astonishing thing to me.
We never getting a chance to talk about the peace. We just sucked in this black political hole with no end.
It's not about religion. It's about materialism. Just using religion.
You can't separate politics and religion.
There was no Palestinian people. Jordan was Palestine. They lost the West Bank and Gaza in a war that they initiated. Now they're crying for something that wasn't there when they were under Jordan.
Look, if that suicide bomber had an F-16, he would not be killing himself. He would be dropping a bomb from a plane, and it would all be sanitized, and you would not complain.
A house, the street from which a bomber comes, is free for us to attack. We don't send terrorists to kill innocents. We're going to give you warning. That street's going to be gone. It's horrible, but I would say it, and I would do it.
The suicide bombing. Why are you thinking they do that? What they have, they have no food, no water, no anything.
There's Allah, and oh great, he's their God. Well, Allah wouldn't tell you to take a plane and fly it into the World Trade Center.
I try to be nice to people, but F words come out.
I try to be patient, but I can't.
It's their only way to say I'm here.
I feel violated.
Don't discount me.
War criminal.
Throat slitter.
Martyr.
Self-deluded.
Murderer.
Animal.
Animal.
Animal!
The thing that struck me during the interview process was that so many people within their responses within the same paragraph would talk about Mrs. So-and-so down the street, whom they love from this other faith, great, great friend, we love them, but within the same breath were making a huge stereotypical comment about the group.
We have been trained over centuries to look at the other with suspicion, to look at the other as a threat. Whether it be Christian or Muslim, we Jews or, you know, the other, you can make the other combinations. To look at the other with a certain degree of suspicion. And to focus primarily, and I would say almost exclusively, on our own needs and the needs of our own group. It is that provincialism which I think is increasingly unacceptable in the world today.
At the core of all religions is what William James calls the religious experience, the vision of God, what Rumi calls the vision of God. Those of us who are driven by that experience really belong to one religion in a very deep sense of the word. And our different methods of expressing our adoration of God and our different forms of ritual merely are variations on one basic theme.
There is a verse in the Quran that says, you know, if you kill one person, it's as if you've killed all of humanity.
And in the Talmud it says that when you save a life, it's as if you've saved the entire universe.
In Matthew's Gospel, Jesus says, what you do to the least of us, you do to God.
Peace comes when people listen and are compassionate, even if they don't agree with each other. Women understand compromise. We know how to do it.
What most people of our three faiths don't know is that Isaac and Ishmael reunited. They came together to bury their father Abraham. So it is possible we can return to each other and bury the past.
I have very easy philosophy. Sometimes I lose something and solve the problem. This is a form of peace. You will not be losing if you win the peace. If you are stubborn, then you will be losing. Your children will lose, your grandchildren will lose. But if you lose, to win the peace, you won everything.
We ended up taking a jeep to see the desert and visit a Bedouin family and stay the night. It gets cold in the desert at night. In the day, it's pretty hot, but at night, it's like the sun shifts. And the guy had no blanket for us. He basically handed us a bunch of mats, these straw mats. So I'm cold. It's like 7 or 7:30, and everybody starts going to sleep because it's dark, and what do you do? So they're all sleeping, and I'm like shivering on my little mat, and I think, okay, I'll go stoke the fire and keep warm. So I go over to put a little wood on the fire, and suddenly the father of the family comes out. And he spoke no English, and I spoke no Arabic. So he motioned me, would I like some tea? So we're just sitting there drinking tea, and it's just like the sky and the stars were incredible. It was this magical landscape. And we're looking at each other. And suddenly, he started to sing. He started singing this song that had like, I know a wadi is where the water flows. And he had Mecca and Medina in there. It was sort of about a journey from Mecca to Medina. And I was able to pick up some of the words to just sing along with it. And we're sitting there, singing back and forth. Our communication was all about this singing, and it was this amazing moment. I think the two of us felt this incredible bond for these few hours. And it was something that I'm still so grateful for.
Assalamu alaikum, brother.
Alaikum salam, brother.
Tallo nasuru ila Medina tul munawara.
Tallo nasuru ila Beitillahi. Tallo nasuru ila Medina. Come on.